Hey everyone, Mike Wobshaw here at Vikings Entertainment Network Studios at Winter Park. The action is about to pick up here at Winter Park because Vikings OTAs begin next week from May 24th to June 10th. The Vikings will have a series of 10 OTAs as they move on to the next phase of the offseason program in preparation for the 2016 season. That all leads up to the Vikings mandatory minicamp from June 14th to June 16th. So we have a few days until OTAs begin, but to bide your time until then, here's something to whet your football appetite. Three storylines to watch as OTAs begin next week. Number one, the competition ramps up on the Vikings defense. They were great last year, the number five scoring defense in the NFL, but with the way Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman have stacked up the competition on the defensive side of the ball, that defense is poised to be even better. Let's start at linebacker, where the top three linebackers from last season all return: Chad Greenway, Anthony Barr, and Eric Kendricks. You also have the return of Audie Cole from injury, who's a very good defender, particularly against the run in Mike Zimmer's scheme. You also have Edmund Robinson returning from last year's team. He'll be in his second year, and the Vikings like what they have in that young linebacker. In addition to those guys, the Vikings have added to the linebacker depth using free agency and the draft. In free agency, they signed Emmanuel Lemur and Travis Lewis, and in the draft, they took the nation's leading tackler in the fifth round in Kentrell Brothers. We go to corner back, where the competition was beefed up there as well. The Vikings returned their four top corners from last year. That includes Trey Waynes, a first-round pick from last year, who took a big step forward late in the season. He even had an interception in the Vikings playoff game. You think he's going to be much better in 2016. Adding to that, the Vikings selected a corner in the second round in Mac Alexander. So the competition is going to be thick at cornerback as well, and that's a good position in which to be deep, particularly in this division with Aaron Rodgers, Jay Cutler, and Matthew Stafford chucking the rock all over the place. And lastly, on defense, let's take a look at safety, where the Vikings have increased the competition level there as well. You have Harrison Smith, one of the best safeties in the NFL. Lining up next to him last year was Andrew Sendejo, a solid player who was re-signed this offseason. You also returned from last year's team Antoine Exum and Anthony Harris. The Vikings added to the depth by drafting Jayron Kearse in the seventh round and signing Michael Griffin in free agency. So the competition level has increased on that Vikings defense, and that means an already really good group is going to get even better. The number two storyline to watch during OTAs, Teddy to Laquan. Teddy returns from last year's team, of course, helped guide the Vikings to 11 wins, but he has a new pass catcher in his arsenal, and that is wide receiver Laquan Treadwell. The Vikings drafted Treadwell with the 23rd pick in this year's draft, and he figures to be an immediate boost to the wide receiver group, a group that's pretty good in its own right, returning guys like Stephon Diggs, Jarius Wright, Adam Thielen, Charles Johnson, Cordarrelle Patterson. Add Laquan Treadwell to that mix, and the talent pool at wide receiver is young and good. We're going to get our first good look at Teddy to Laquan next week. And finally, how about a new look offensive line? That begins with a new offensive line coach in Tony Sperano, who comes here from the San Francisco 49ers. He brings with him a big free agent signing. Left guard Alex Boone figures to be an immediate boost to the offensive line. Paired with Matt Khalil, the Vikings should be very solid on the left side, and that will beef up the competition on the right side. Mike Harris re-signed at right guard. Brandon Fusco could compete at right guard as well. If Joe Berger doesn't win the starting center competition, he could compete at right guard. And then at right tackle, a big, big-time competition with Phil Loadholt and Andre Smith. Smith, of course, signed away from the Cincinnati Bengals in free agency as well. Lots of stuff to look forward to in Vikings OTAs beginning next week. Again, there will be 10 OTAs from May 24th to June 10th. Right here at Vikings.com, we're going to be your source for great coverage of Vikings OTAs leading up to the mandatory minicamp in the middle of June. Those are three things to watch. Much more to watch beginning next week. Vikings.com is your source for all of it, so please stay tuned.